this is back, I believe, in November of 95 that I was reading an article in the New York Times. Actually, two articles. One was about Ken Sadowiwa, the longer one. Ken Sadowiwa is a writer, an artist from Nigeria, who is also an activist who is looking for social justice for his people. And because he was doing that, he was accused of killing other tribes people and was executed by the Abachi regime there. For Ken Sadowiwa, Nigeria, today I saw you standing on the corner of Park Avenue and Lincoln Highway, crying under an Anglo-Dutch symbol, flaunting world's best-selling gasoline, like some frozen flamethrower claiming red blood for black. Nigeria, why are you staring at the patrons, nozzling their gas tanks, ignoring the flapping of clothes that wind cannot steal? America buys half of your black gold while strongly condemning the general's regime for executing 9 Ogoni sons who complained of spillage and had audacity to ask for a share of revenues from their tribal land. Nigeria, why not stand in hot smog of flaring tongues so close to the sea? What shall we do now that the fashion show is over and quiet diplomacy has failed? I use Nigeria because on this article that I was reading about Ken Sadowiwa was also a short article about Miss World contest in South Africa, and Miss Nigeria was competing there at the same time. And I believe the South African contingent or committee was trying to pressure Miss Nigeria to withdraw from the Miss World pageant because of what was happening in her country. And that's probably the reason I use Nigeria as the person I'm speaking to, as though she is Miss Nigeria.